Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's buildingfortunesradio.com. So we are here. This is a very special segment for me specifically and for our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience because I'm reintroducing to you guys a good friend. Bob Adams is the gentleman who I've worked with for over a decade now. I try to figure it out. When was the first time I spoke to Bob Adams? It's been over a decade. Matter of fact, it's a dozen years. I'm going to be able to go dozens instead of decades. So the cool thing is that Bob and I started with a friendly phone call. He had some helpful advice relative to a company that was out there on the market, and we had some great conversations. And what I learned about Bob is his background is very varied and really smart. He's run companies before, lots of employees, worked with our fine federal government, knows a lot about a lot of things, and is a really good person and a personal friend as well because we've had so many conversations. He's just a great guy. So when we started to talk recently, and we've spoken from time to time. I called him up, I think, or he called me or whatever. I think I called him this time. And I called him up just, hey, this is what we got going on and blah, 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 and all that sort of stuff. And he told me what he was interested in. Man, if we were on parallel tracks, we crisscrossed and we collided with with what we were working on. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is so great because this is like really what I'm in tuned with. And I realize this is something that is the biggest thing. And I know in the marketing world, people use terms like the biggest thing. And this is the, you know, that's never happened before. But guess what? This is the biggest thing. And this has never happened before. And it's been available towards lots of people that will embrace it. And if you embrace this like the internet, you can advance unbelievably. If you miss it, you're going to be so far behind, it's going to be almost impossible, if not impossible, to catch up. So having said that, Bob's a great friend of ours. He's got a great website called Cuda House, C-U-D-A, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. And if you want to go reference that, you certainly can while you're doing or listening to this radio show. But the reality is Bob's a good friend. We're going to be working together on different projects, and he's going to be able to take complex situations, explain them to the very simple, and I'm going to kind of step out of my way. Bob Adams, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Oh, my goodness. What an intro. Good job, Peter.
You're welcome. A collision. It was
yes,
a collision.
It is a collision.
It was like a boat. You know, a little bit like a boat and a bridge.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A cargo ship and a bridge.
But yeah. But there's so much stuff that's gone on in the world, particularly in the world of AI, that, all of my careers, I love stepping into the new technologies. I was one of the first harbingers of electronic filing when I was doing taxes back in the 80s. I traveled and spoke all over about the advantage of electronic filing, and I did all kinds of interesting stuff, and I still do all kinds of interesting stuff in the way of technology. And so what I want to share with you guys, and this is just a simple little message, is back in November of 2022, ChatGPT made itself available to the general public. And that truly opened up the genie's bottle. And I don't know about everybody, but I know that for me, it was kind of like the first time I discovered what a computer would do. And I stayed up for nights just playing on that computer, trying to figure out what the production, you know, the production it could do, what it could possibilities. Well, this was a rehash from my earlier years back in the 80s, because here came AI in a format that was just remarkable. And what's really important about understanding what's going on with AI is to take it to its simplest forms so you can integrate it into your world, because it's a tidal wave that's coming. There's no way around this. This is the fourth industrial revolution, which you hear people talk about, and there's all kinds of buzzwords in regards to it, but most people do not understand what it is. So what I wanted to do today with Peter is just create a story for you, an analogy. Something that might make the whole AI buzzword have a better meaning to you. So let's slow down for a minute, catch your breath, just relax, and just listen. Let's say that the ocean, which makes up the majority of our planet here, is filled with knowledge. It's all the knowledge that's existed for eons. It's all of it. It's everything. It's there. And that knowledge is the source of water. And our water that we have today is coming from that ocean as it evaporates, and those clouds of water move itself toward land and runs into a mountain. And there, it leaves this water in different forms. So that water, which is knowledge, essentially can be presented as rain, snow, hail, sleet, mist, fog, thunderstorms. It could be all kinds of things, but it's water, which is knowledge, which is being dropped off on these mountains. So there it is in massive amount, and it starts to flow down off of that mountain, and it goes into rivers. So here's this massive amount of knowledge, which has been accumulated out in the ocean, which is now being dispersed and given to the mountains and coming down as water. It can be an overwhelming effect. It could be to the point where those who live closest to it get the wonderful benefits of it all, while those who are not near it get no benefits at all. So this water is coming down the mountain, and it's being drawn down in rivers, and somebody says, look, here's water. This is important to everybody. Everything in this world exists with water. Without water, you have nothing. Dry earth. It doesn't produce anything. It's dangerous to go into. It's not habitable. So somebody decides, okay, well, we need to contain this water. Do something with it so that it can be shared. And so to control that water or that information, they created dams. And dams, this water would come into, and the water there is then regulated. And it's dispersed out through pipes and ditches, and it goes out to all over places that otherwise wouldn't get it. So this water, as it comes into these other areas, being dispensed, is coming in through large pipes or down canals. It goes into a pooling section, which is now going to be shared and pumped out to the population. They receive it in a pipeline, and they dispense that water through their pipes in their house and their hoses in their yard, and they maintain and grow life with that water. Now, I use that as an analogy to help people understand that AI, essentially, we call it artificial intelligence, is essentially the controls and the ability to understand that water. So when we talk about all this knowledge, and you have to take a look at the accumulation of knowledge throughout history, period, you start taking a look at the start and the advent of the Internet, which really started way back in the 50s, somewhere along that line, and that's also when AI got started, and that's also when artificial language got started. It was clear back in the 50s. So that accumulation of knowledge, which is being stored all kinds of places, was eventually made available to the world through something called Google. Google, well, I mean, it's not the only one, but it's the one that everybody knows of. And what Google does, essentially, is you put an inquiry into it and say, I need this much information, and it brings to you all these different sources. Well, you have to go through all those different sources and figure out the answer to the question that you had. So what AI did is it applied language to that knowledge so that we're able to put it into formats that's accumulative and can self-learn and make it more usable. make it much quicker to be able to get the answers. We also have given it the ability to take the intelligence in mathematics that we've created and apply it. And the things that we've learned with medicine, the things we've learned with education, with technology, with communications, we've given it to AI to say, take all that accumulated information and put it into formats that we can use. This is what happened. That formula of being able to communicate with something that can take all of that math data and put it in a presentable format that you can use. So all that water, which is drained down from the mountains and gone down into the reservoir, which has been dispersed to the cities, which goes into your home, which you use to maintain yourself and to water your garden and your flowers, is the same thing. All that information is now available in a way that you can use it. Now, when ChatGPT first came out in November of 2022, it was a cumulative effort of some of the smartest people in the world, and their intentions of taking that artificial intelligence, which is essentially accumulating all that information and putting it in a row in a format that can be applicable and used, available to everybody. Available to everybody. So with the release of that, what it did was this, and this is the revolutionary part that most people haven't captured yet. It takes the mundane things that we would ordinarily have to do on our own, and it does it on our behalf. It can calculate, it can research, it can print, it can create images, it can create sounds, music, voices. It can do all these different things because it has that knowledge and now the interpretive skills that AI has brought to the table to be able to put it to use for us to use. When you capture that ability, when you take it and you apply it to your life, to your work, to any task that sits in front of you, it takes what have been days or at least hours and shrinks it down into minutes and seconds to be able to have something accomplished, something researched, something made. That is what this Industrial Revolution is all about. You take a look at NASA. You take a look at back in the 60s when we were really stressing to try to get ourselves into orbits over the world in order to stop the Russians from being the head of that. And John F. Kennedy coming out and saying, our future lies here. And why? Because they say we can't do it, we're going to do it anyway. And we did do it. And that took computing skills to be able to do that. Well, that computing skill was based upon it giving data to a set parameters to function and only functioning in one space, only doing one thing. Even then, that was so mathy, we were able to accomplish what we accomplished in space travel. But now you step back and you take a look at SpaceX. You take a look at what Elon Musk has done and what other private enterprises have done. Why have they been able to do it better than NASA? Because they used AI. They took amassed information and they put it through a filtering, a cognitive system that presented them with answers faster than what anybody else could do. And more importantly than just the speed to it, it could look at it and put parameters on it to make it usable. This is what AI brings to the table. And this is something that I know that Peter and I have talked about, we've collaborated with, which is why we bumped into each other again just a few days ago, is because our minds are both running in this direction. We realize and recognize this is what people, ordinary, everyday folk who do not understand what's going on, need. need to be introduced to it because it is that valuable.
Absolutely. So let's do this. We're gonna. First of all, I appreciate that. So we're gonna. You're listening to Bob Adams. He's on the Building Forger Radio Show. We're gonna have buildingforgerradio.com/CUDA house if you want to hear this again. But let's run a little commercial, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Bob Adams. We're on the CUDA House radio show on Building Fortunes Radio, and I really appreciate Bob Adams being able to give you that explanation. Bob, I know I've asked you a lot of questions, but I know I've never asked you this question before, and to do it on a live radio would be unfair. But
go for it.
But here we go. This is just for fun. Do you know sometimes people forecast or conspiracies forecast what's going to happen sometime in the future. Do you know the Starting Point movie, so this is a movie, that actually predicted what's happening with all of this artificial intelligence, Elon Musk kind of nerdy kind of stuff? And do you know the first movie that ever was that kind of explained this, and it's not the one you're thinking, I promise.
Oh, you mean it's not that one that was made in black and white back in the 20s?
Nope. That's too thick. That you're thinking too much. You ready? Here I go. Okay. For those people that are listening that are trying to handle this, it's the movie Revenge of the Nerds. So for all those people that ever watched that movie.
That was so fun.
Of course. That's why I said you never thought about this one. But if you really take a look at it, Revenge of the Nerds, the world used to be a place where, you know, muscular people, charismatic people, people that I had a hope, actors, you know, business owners, all that sort of stuff really ruled the world. Well, then there was Revenge of the Nerds. And if you remember, Booger and Weezer and the other guy, those guys actually, you know, I playfully say this, but realistically speaking, the people that have been able to figure out and master these computers are becoming the masters of the universe, if you will. So it's Revenge of the Nerds, but in a positive way. And I remember when everybody's been hearing about AI for a long time, and anybody that's ever been associated with pre-AI realizes that was just a joke. It was artificial, like fake intelligence. And then I remember, I wasn't really paying attention, but I heard a whole bunch of things, and then I'll never forget, I think it was Valentine's Day of that 2023, it was 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I heard AI again. I just said, you know, I got to learn this. No one's going to come. No one's going to bop me on the head and teach me. No one's going to throw me in a classroom and teach me by force. You know, it's not like they raid my house and throw me in. Like, I got to learn AI. So went to YouTube, watched a little YouTube movie. In the first 5 or 6 minutes of that YouTube movie, the guy said a website domain name. And it was openai.com, I think it was. Yep, so it was OpenAI. He said, go sign up for an account. So he said that, and he kept on talking. I paused the video. I go signed up for an account, and then I started trying this. I'm like, oh, my God, my mind was blown. Yep. My mind was blown. Like, oh, my God, it can do this. It could do this. And, oh, my gosh, so fast. Not to learn this would be a huge mistake. So now here we are. So that was February of 2023. When OpenAI really became available for subscriptions, I think it was in February 1st. So I was 14 days into it. And then I logged out. I logged back in. And it said, hey, you've been using this a lot. The free version, you know, it's going to slow down. It may not be available all the time. If you want to pay the paid version, go buy the paid version. I'm like, oh, here we go. So now it's like 3:30 in the morning. I'm like, here we go. How much is this going to be? You know, like something that's unbelievable. How much would I pay? How much is it worth? So how much is it worth is bigger than how much would I pay. But I'm thinking, okay, $500 a month, easy. $500 a month. If they ask for $1,000 a month, it would be worth it because I know I could not build this on my own. If they ask for $100,000, it would be worth it because I couldn't build this on my own. So I'm like, okay, here we go. Push the subscribe button. What am I waiting for? You know, what price is my price point where I will not buy it? And when they said $20 a month, I had to reread it. I'm like, this is this. And as I'm rereading it, I'm fumbling for my credit card as if I were fumbling for a gun in a robbery, event where, like I'm fumbling, falling out of my wallet. I couldn't grab my credit card fast enough. And then it was 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning where I said, I really have to give up. Like, I got to get some sleep, otherwise I'm in trouble. So for those people, that was like my AI story. But since then, I've been amazed and somewhat daunted by the possibilities. And then trying to, here's my point relative to you, how do we take this unbelievable tool and apply it, learn it and apply it to make a difference in my world today or tomorrow, certainly this month, definitely this year? How do I do this? I need somebody to be able to go again and teach me. And that's why when we spoke, you're a great educator. You built lots of courses. You're all into this. I mean, you're just like, you are the best guy. So in the next couple of minutes, why don't we talk a little bit superficially? We don't have to get into the weeds because we're going to do more of these radio shows. But why don't you tell us a little bit about what CUDA House is and what you're planning on introducing to our Building Fortunes radio listening audience?
Oh, boy. The fun part begins.
Yep, absolutely.
All righty. Well, let me tell you, just because this is the nature of Peter and I's relationship, we understand each other extremely well. Our mindsets seem to be on the same rail all the time, and I enjoy that. It's nice to have somebody to be able to communicate with and share with that sees things the way that we see them, because both of us have been pretty much dedicated to helping people accomplish more. We can see things that are on the horizon, and our job is to try to put that in front of people so that they can metabolize it and put it to work. Well, CUDA House, and I know that's a weird name, because I know from our generation, because we ain't youngsters no more, when you talk about CUDA, the first thing that goes through my mind was that marvelous car, the Barracuda, that everybody was
absolutely
jealous of. Great muscle cars. I mean, my favorite is still the GTO Judge. It's always going to be the GTO Judge till the day I die. But CUDA is actually an abbreviation, okay? And it simply means Compute Unified Device Architecture. Now, what a weird thing to put together for a name of a business, because nobody's going to recognize what it is. And I really, really had difficulty putting it together to say, okay, do I really want to use this name? Because it sounds too much like the fish or the car or something. But the fact of the matter is CUDA is an acknowledged acronym used in the technological world. It was created by NVIDIA, who is a manufacturer of graphic cards. And essentially what they did is they were able to assimilate systems so that they better utilized the mechanics that are involved in computers. They're able to make things work better because they learned how to channel things and then create the mechanisms so that they were greatly enhanced and could do things. So I latched onto that and said, okay, I'm going to use that, even though I know some people aren't going to catch it. Eventually they will, because it really is. It's the whole entire synopsis of technology in four little words. That's exactly what it is. And so CUDA House essentially was created to take this technology that's made itself available to us, and I'm talking about us, not just the general population, but I focus more entirely on businesses because we're looking for ways for people to be able to make money, to set themselves up to accomplish and survive and thrive in this new world and make it easy. Now, when I first started, I know that Peter's remember this. Remember when we first started using the Internet and we had to take our phones and drop them onto those adapters in order to make the sound work. Remember that?
Absolutely.
We're talking, you know, eons ago. Now, we've come a long way from then. Now, it's just simple. It's real easy, okay? I mean, look, Internet comes to every household available, pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, there's a lot of the world that doesn't have the Internet yet. But in America, for the most part, most people do. It's used for their entertainment, their education, their communications. You know, it has become the funnel that we utilize. And when we first started playing with it so many years ago, it was difficult because the technology was still kind of young and abrasive and difficult to work with. Well, now the whole idea is to make it as fast and easy as possible. So the steps that had to be accomplished have now been abbreviated and made simpler. And what CUDA House is all about is to take that concept and to make technology something, A, you don't have to be afraid of. Yes, it may seem foreign that it can do this, but you don't have to be afraid of it. And you have to understand that when information is being provided, and I'm going to use the word filtered, so that you only get the aspects that are most applicable to your life and or your business, then that's what makes something valuable. And so with all the years of experience that I have been building websites and doing podcasting, creating videos, teaching courses, all of those things I've accumulated and put into CUDA House. And I have found a system to be able to build websites and, more importantly, sales funnels very quickly, very inexpensively, with the ability to send out emails unlimited and be able to keep your business abreast and caught up with what everything's going on in the world of social media, of connections, and given the tools to be able to make that website functional and simple, and to be able to use the marketing tools that make it mostly advertise. Now, Peter and I, we've been talking on radio shows forever, long time, okay? And we know how this works. But what we want to do is we want to share it. And what I want to do is I want to share with the world what something as simple as a chatbot is and what it can do for a website. Now, our time's coming to a close here. We're going to have to quit here in just a second. But my invitation is go to CUDA House, go to Bots, and take a look. Because I'm offering everybody a free bot just to see what it's like.
So CUDAHouse.com. Yep. So CUDAHouse.com, CUDAHouse.com. And then you said go do the free bot? And
yeah.
Bob's going to help you start to learn that.
Basically what it is, you'll have the opportunity to have an appointment with me, and we'll just create one so you can see what the heck it does, how it works. You know, because all that technology can be made readily available and put on your website instantly. It's really awesome.
Excellent information. So we're going to check them out. Make sure you go back to buildingfortuneradio.com/CUDAHouse if you want to hear this all over again. And then if you go to CUDAHouse.com, you'll be able to take Bob up on those special offers. And all of the future radio shows that we do will be on buildingfortunesradio.com/CUDAHouse. And I'm excited about the possibilities for our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, and we're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes. Thanks, Bob.
You bet. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.